Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your lights down low and pull your window curtains. Oh, let your moon come shining in into our life again. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, it's been a long, long time. I get this message for you, girl, but it seems I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, girl. Love. I want to give you some good, good loving. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. Yeah, I want to give you some good, good loving.
Turn your light down low. Never, never try to resist. Oh no,
nah, nah, nah.
Oh, let your love come shining in,
nah, nah, nah.
Into our lives again,
nah, nah, nah.
Saying, ooh, I love you,
I love you, I love you.
And I want you to know right now,
know right now.
Every 3 minutes and 30 seconds of every day, and every chorus was written for us to recite,
right.
Every beautiful melody of devotion every night. This potion might, this ocean might carry me in the wave of emotion to ask you to marry me. In every word, every second and every third expresses a happiness more clearly than ever heard. And when I play them, every chord is a poem telling the Lord how grateful I am, cause I know him. The harmony possess a sensation similar to your caress. If you asking and I'm telling you it's yes.
Yes.
Stand in love, take my hand in love, God bless.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I want to give you some good, good loving. I want to give you some love.
Since I met you, I could beat depression. It's like your man don't understand, all he does is stress you. I can see a state of misery from the introduction. Ain't about no sucking or touching, this honest discussion. Maybe we can see a better way, find a brighter day. Late night phone conversations, would that be okay? I don't wanna take up all your time, be the next in line. Tell me your size, let me find you, think you're cute and mine. I can see your thoughts, you said I'm careful not to scare you. The anticipation, the love making got you shaking when I'm standing there. Moves of precision will prepare you, in case you get scared. Just ask the man in the mirror, now the picture getting clearer. All he does is hit your heart, I tell him to leave him. And you tell me keep my faith in God. I don't understand it, I just wanna bring you home. I wonder should I leave you alone to find a woman of my own. All the homies tell me that you don't deserve it, I contemplate. But in my heart I know you worth it, tell me can you get away?
I want to give you some love, I want to give you some good, good loving. Oh I, oh I, oh I. Yeah, I want to give you some good, good loving.
My destiny to be lonely and checking for these teachers that be on me cause they phony. With you is different, I got no need to be suspicious, cause I can tell my life with you will be delicious. The way you lick your lips and shake your hips got me addicted. I'm sitting here hoping that we can find some way to kick it. Even though I got the vision, gotta struggle to resist it. Slowly advance when it's my chance not to miss it. You throw me kisses when he ain't looking, at your heart took it. My only wish is that you change your mind and even shook. Wanna take your hand, but you're scared to follow. Come see tomorrow, hoping I can take you through the pain and sorrow. Let you know I care, that someone's there for your struggle. Depend on me, when you have needs or this trouble. I wanna give you happiness and maybe even more. I told you before, no time to waste. We can hook up at the store. Call a homie, tell me that you don't deserve it. I contemplate, but in my heart I know you worth it. Tell me, can you get away?
I wanna give you some love.
Every 3 minutes and 30 seconds of every day, and every chorus was written for us to recite,
right?
Every beautiful melody of devotion every night. This potion might, this ocean might carry me in the wave of emotion to ask you to marry me. In every word, every second and every third expresses a happiness more clearly than ever heard. And when I play them, every chord is a poem telling the Lord how grateful I am, cause I know him. The harmonies possess a sensation similar to your caress. If you asking, then I'm telling you it's yes. Stand in love, take my hand in love, God bless.
Right.
I want to give you some good, good loving.
Reminiscing and I hope to listen. In the position, the pressure and awful competition. Me and you was meant to be my destiny. No longer lonely, cause now it's home for you and me. All I can see, a happy home, that's my fantasy. But my reality is problems with your man and me. What can I do? Don't wanna lose you to the sucker. Cause if he cut you, I got some drama for that buster. Don't wanna rush you, but make your mind up fast. Nobody knows, or who controls, will it last? Before I ask, I hope you see that I'm sincere. And even if you stay with him today, I'm still here. I refuse to give up, cause I believe in what we share. You're living in prison and what you're giving can't compare. Cause everything I feel for you, I wanna let you know. Passionately yours and I never let you go. All the homies tell me that you don't deserve it, I contemplate. But in my heart I know you worth it, tell me can you get away?
I want to give you some love.
What's up? It's Tupac. Can you get away? Let me come shoot you up.
No, I got a man.
I know you got a man, but he ain't gonna mind if I take you out.
Of course he gonna mind.
Let me take you to lunch. I'll have you back before you even get home. Before anybody
can't.
See you. Oh, come on.
Can't let me.
Please.
Nine.
Hi. What's wrong with your eye? Why you got on glasses?
My iHotep, Grand Rising, and Better Love. You are listening to the Truth to Power Show. I'm Beverly, and we have Eric at the sound table here with us tonight. How are you doing this evening, Eric?
Well, I like how you doubled up on that. Beverly with the Tupac, you know, in the natural order on a tonight. You know how we do it? Yeah, we've been talking about doubling up for a minute now, and it's just going, you know, it's going to keep ramping up. And we have to keep our lights down low, you know. We have to be in a chill mode because people are going to unravel. And, you know, you don't want to be in the way when hard steel start unraveling. You know what I'm saying? Going to get cut. Great. You heard Tupac ask that sister, why you got them glasses on? What's wrong with your eye? So how poetic it is, you know. The naturalist mystic, Beverly, thank you for opening up to the table. And we have plenty of seasoning, and we got our greens and okra and peas and pomegranates, pecans, and pears, and I mean two. And, you know, we're just going to kick it off, you know, as we do. I know a lot of people celebrate different events at different times, so there's no entanglement in times here. As a matter of fact, we could just put time, you know, to the side. And we just have a table here tonight. There's no timetable to it. You know, there's no deadlines, things like that. So, yeah, we're just vibing on a high frequency. And we want to take notice of how this year is going to enter in on a very, 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 very powerful jump off with Bob Marley's movie coming out. So we want to cover some things about that and look at some numbers. You know, we have some numbers. People will probably join us tonight and give us some readings, you know, as far as the star alignments and see how this thing is lining up. But, yeah, it's a lot of high frequency going on already from the – I mean, a lot of people won't consider us in the 8 year. A lot of people won't consider us in 2023. You know, a lot of people say the new year don't start till March. That's all good, y'all. We're not here to dispute that. You know, it's just people are really feeling good and celebrate. You know, it's very rare that you get these times where people get breaks from the job and spend time at the family. So we just celebrating that. Yeah. You know, everybody's in a fantastic mood over here. I mean, everybody usually people be mad dog. People was in a good mood. I always enjoy that. It don't matter what time of the year it is. You know, yeah. So. So we're just keeping that going. And I say that since a lot of people going to agree that we in 2024 and that it's the number eight lands on the – we'll pull out the periodic table first tonight, Bev. We'll look at the number eight as oxygen. Okay, and so earlier we talked about cattle. When I was in Michigan, I was milking cows, and they had these bulls out there. Now, people say oxtails, but – I tell you how that sister out there, she took me to her couch. She said, "E, grab that tail and you tell me how many oxtails you think is in that." Oh, man, boy. I stayed up for hours laughing about that. She clowned. She said, "Man, there ain't no way. I don't know where they're getting that big old, them big old oxtails they be selling in the store, and they just put all them packs up. All them oxtails in one pack." She said, "Man, you know how many cows have to be slaughtered to get all them oxtails?" So she was like, "No, man, them ain't oxtails, man. That's from some other animal." And I was like, "Wow." So she was like, it's a lot of gaming going on. But at any rate, my point was when the bull come around, I'm milking the cows or I'm just lining them up to get milk. When the bull come around, I'm 6'2", almost 6'3". The bull is over my head. He's taller than me. And he's gentle, just super gentle, you know, just cool, you know, like he ain't really studying you. I don't care. He ain't paying you no attention. He trying to get see who hot. You know what I'm saying? He trying to go see the pack of people hot. You know?
Wow.
But my point is that when he come through, you could feel the force that, like, you could just look. You just look and you be like, "Man, I don't want no part of that." If he just get mad all of a sudden, I'm dead. You know what I'm saying? And so this is the type of energy that is kind of out there. It's not really out there, but it's underneath. A lot of people play video games all day long. That's all they do is play video games. At Beverly, these people are ramped up. You hear me? They are ramped up. A lot of people seething, just like, just ready to just, oh, man, you know. I mean, I know some young people that play video games. They sensitive, babe. They'll cry at the drop of a hat. They think people picking on them when they tell them something, you know, when they tell them something about themselves. Mm-hmm. You need to go outside, get some sunlight. Mm-hmm. They're sensitive, babe. They can't handle a lot of stuff. So it's a lot of fragile people out here. A lot of, you know, we talked about it in the beginning of the seven about mental psychosis. You know, a lot of people going to have mental problems, you know.
Yes.
And so remember One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest with Jack Nicholson. It was the number one that flew over the cuckoo's nest. All right. So this Bob Marley, One Love, you know, let's take a slow walk through nature tonight and let's discuss some, talk about some things, you know, as we take a slow walk coming out of the year of the rabbit, a water rabbit. So the first thing that coming out of the water is the ears. And so, you know, we must pay attention and listen before we make a move. And this ramped up 8 years. So, yeah, that's where we want to start at the table right there. We want to talk about this mystic man and all the things that come with him. You know, the elder before him, you know, he didn't lay the foundation. You know, Bob Marley, it's kind of like a music industry 440 hertz kind of sell a product type of deal, really, what Bob Marley is, his story and everything. But the way that he used that being an Aquarius, you know, that's what Aquarius do. You know what I'm saying? You give them an opportunity, they can put things together. You know what I'm saying? They can put people together. That's what I say. They're good people. You know what I'm saying? They like groups of people.
Right.
And utilize each one's skill to the utmost, you know? So that's exactly what happened with that group. And yeah, we're going to get into it. It's already, Oh, man, I'm feeling so good, man. But I'm going to keep my lap down low. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep my lap down low because, you know, it's a slow walk. You know, it's not a sprint. The rabbit always like to sprint and be first, you know. But remember, we on Turtle Island. So, you know, I hope people are still tuned in to their turtleness and still moving slow, you know, and checking these things out. You know, it's going to be a lot of false things popping up, you know, as usual. But it's going to be really ramped up now because not everybody can see with the glasses, with the eight glasses. Not everybody can lay the eight down and see with them glasses, you know. Some people are still on the treadmill. They're going to keep going around that treadmill, you know. So, let's see what we come up with tonight, man. What you got going on in your life? What's happening over there in D-Town tonight?
Well, like I always say, I can see other places. I'm all in Chicago and every New York and everywhere else, but I don't be looking at what's going on at home. And I really can't tell you what is going on. You know, I'm like one of them mothers that never be home. They be out all the time. And so they don't know what's going on at home. That's how it's been with me. But it's all good where I'm at. I'm looking forward to get better. And just like you said, there's a lot of mental illness going on. But then on the other side of it, a lot of people are elevating now here too. So this is like a breakthrough time that's here. So it's balancing out. So it's not all of this, that mental illness. You got the other side that's going to balance things out, that is really elevating to a deeper level.
And that's what we hear from.
Consciousness, if you want to talk about a consciousness, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. We're here to push the flame, you know, put a log on the fire, you know.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
But sometimes your fire can get so high you can quench. You could just saturate all the moisture, and we don't want to do that. Remember, we ain't out of the water yet, all right? The rabbit is still submerged under the water yet. But when you come up, don't just pop up and start running. You know what I'm saying? It's the hunting season right now.
You got to watch and be aware.
Now you got to listen.
And that's so important. You have to be connected with your inner power, because that's where the power is at. It's the inner you. is inside of you. It is you. You are the power. You are the seer. And so the eyes are being wide open now with this energy. And like you say, everybody is not going to be able to handle it. You know, it takes strength and confidence to be able to handle power. And so, you know, those that can't handle it, they on the mental inside of it. But the ones who can handle it, you know, they gonna handle it.
And that's how I felt around the cows. It was like I had to start. I had to be aware, like in the Matrix, I had to be aware 360 degrees at all times. Mm-hmm. Something would kill me. About 40 cows, you know, trying to get rushed and put in the pen, you know, get milk. So it was like you said, it's a beautiful balance, you know. I'm mentally insane for being in the midst like that.
but on the other end, you can handle it.
Absolutely.
Suppose you went in there and didn't know how to handle that energy, you know, didn't know. They would just trample all over you.
And I told you about how they read your inner Beverly. I told you.
Yeah.
Working on the farm, some days are just, you be like, oh, I got to do this shit again. Well, Bev, the cows feel that when you come out and they see you coming from around the barn, they get up and run. Yes. They be like, oh, here come Mr.
Right.
We out of here.
Yes, y'all want to feel that negative energy. And animals are very intuitive. And so, they connected with their intuition. And so we have to get connected with ours and stay connected. We can't be, you know how the blinking lights be on and off, on and on. You got to plug in and keep it going.
And
that's what this kind of year is. And so the strong have to, mentally, the ones that can handle it, we have to handle it, and we have to show them and help them too, the ones who want it, the ones who don't. And I mean, they got to do what they do, but we have to do what we here to do.
Absolutely.
And I think this is a year that it's going to really show who we are and what our capability is.
Yes, that's right. Pressure make diamonds. We always say it.
Yes.
Pressure make diamonds.
And that's what this time is about. A lot of diamonds is here.
And I like how you say plug in, because when you lay that eight down, you know how you had a back of your TV and they got them special plugs that you plug in with the double?
Yeah.
Like the eight or like the infinity, that's the trip that you can plug in, you know. So Beverly, it lines up real smooth. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, this is a powerful time. Like Wes always say, this is a good time to be alive and to be a part of this. And so this is very powerful time. I don't care what the other side say. I'm looking at who we are and what we are capable of. We kind of like the superheroes. And back in the day when they were talking about miracles, you know, and like, I'm not a Christian person, but just like to me, Jesus, it was the message. And he was healing the sick and raising people from the dead and changing water into wine. And what was his message? His message was, you can do the same thing I'm doing.
And
that
even
was
better.
His message. Thank you. So he was connected. He connected. And he was saying, we can do the same thing. It's about getting that connection. And it ain't outside of us. It's in us. It's us. We're the magic, the miracle workers, the alchemists. And that's what time it is.
That's what time it is. I like how you said that. That's what time it is.
I don't know about 2024, but that's what time it is.
That's
yeah.
And see, we operating on universal time. We're not operating on no man time. And that's where the powerful time is at.
I like how the time go from August, and you look at the word August, and they got the gold symbol, then they got the gust back there, right? Like
yes.
A gold gust. Then you go from August, then you go into September, right? You go to September. Things is falling, right? September.
Yes. And,
And it's going in the septic tank, right? The things that's burnt up in the summer is going in the septic tank in the fall. See what I'm saying? September.
Yes.
Right. The tree fall timber, you call timber. So then you go into, then you put on your glasses, because you get your oculars in October, you know, and the frequency you get a different octave, you know. And then with your glasses, you can see clear because now the forest is not so dense. Things have fallen. The leaves have fallen. So now things becoming more clear. Now you can go and get you some quartz crystals, but you can see them now. You know, they're not so hidden.
And look how beautiful fall is. Look how beautiful when the leaves are changed. It's magnificent.
In Michigan last year, Beverly looked at artificial. It looked like somebody was playing with the colors on the trees. I said, man, this is lit. This is, man, it's still glowing in the dark. Oh, my man. It was lit.
Yeah.
Yeah, fall. Then that's all they also call fall Autumn with the gold. Once again, the gold symbol in the front. You just talked about Jesus. Jesus is the golden one. Right, gold, silver, copper, tin, nickel. You know, our tune, we start with gold, and then T-U-M-N. T is 2, U is 3, M is 4, and N is the 5 ratio from when you get the gold. Right in our face, right there. So it's almost like the Most High got a sense of humor. If you take your time and check it out and see it, it's humorous. It's so majestically funny. You know what I mean? And it even comes with an odor. You know, it comes with odors and colors and gestures.
But you can see that if you're going like a rabbit and you just jacket.
Okay, you got to be on that turtle. You got to be on that mound.
Yes.
So speaking of the mound, Beverly, speak of the mound. We in the year of the oxygen. We coming into the year of the oxygen. Let's just say that we in the dawning of the age of the oxygen. we're gonna participate in some breaths. All right, we're just gonna sit back here and just. There's some people out there that short in breath. I remember my cousin Blue, she passed away last year. And she couldn't breathe. She was bawling for her brother in the room. I can't breathe, y'all. I can't breathe. And she passed away in that suffering. Imagine.
Go ahead, please. Wasn't that about the breathing? It was respiratory that they were attacking, the respiratory system?
There was a time during that time it was really hard to breathe over here, Beverly. It was really hard. So, but anyway, in saying that, we need each other. We need each other as trees, you know. We just imagine ourselves as a tree, and we need each other's oxygen. So it don't matter the color. It don't matter the person's condition. You know, you got to put – actually, man, it's a growing up time for me, you know. A lot of things I got to come to terms with, man. I might be on a long journey sitting next to somebody that's not seen as a welcome citizen in today's society. So, yeah, I got to suck it up. You know, I've been on trips like that before. You know, I got this thing about this certain person, and guess who I'm sitting next to? That person that I can't stand. I'm sitting next to him in a long 3-day wait. I'm like, oh, man, how this happened? You know, but it happens like that. So, just because you got a light, man, don't burn it too hot. don't evaporate everything around you. You know, leave some moisture for somebody else. So, Beverly, yeah. I'm just going to sit here and just deep breathe, and y'all can do it. Y'all can join in as you feel. You know, there's no certain way to do it. I'm not a leader. We're not following nobody. Just do your natural breathing but be in relaxed mode, y'all. Just love on yourself, man. Touch your nose and your lips and grab your hair and love the kinkiness of your hair. Your hair is straight. Love that, too. Just love yourself. You know, just sit back and just relax, man. Breathe, man. Forget bills and going to work and bad children and all this dirty water and all that, man. You could speak to that. You could speak and change frequency to things. So let's remind ourselves of that. Just sit back and take a few minutes, Bear. We're going to get back to this hot table that we got.
Okay. I could stay in this energy Now let's put some frequencies and vibrations on.
Yes.
Okay.
soothe your soul. Yeah.
I'm going It's a great day for me. Come on, yeah. Great day for me, yeah. It's a great day for me. Come on, yeah, yeah. Great day for me, yeah. I knew me for so long. For so long. For so long. I tell you this, directing and changing my dirty plans, my dirty plans. I will stay foolish, foolish now, instead foolish, yeah.
Like a natural high.
Oh yeah. I want to say big on that. Owema Oweze. That's K Genius. That's Dev, remember some years back, the first time you had K Genius, that he done came a long way. You know, he done crispened his sound, you know what I'm saying? International travel all over the world. And you know what I'm saying? It's just, man, oh man. So yeah, big up to D-Row 44, you know what I'm saying? That's K-Genius. That's the plug right there, man. His KG and his wife called D-Ro one night when he was on the radio and introduced, you know, him to KG. And said, man, it's been a magical ride ever since. And I want to say big up to Awima Oweje and Accra, Ghana, 102 Angel FM. You know, I want to say big up to the crew over there.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, we got to have them back on, you know, live broadcasting from Ghana. That was powerful. We got to do that again and bring back a
changing
double, you know.
Changing frequencies. High frequencies.
The table is getting hot, and, you know, I'm looking for a lion to call in, a couple of lions that are going to join us tonight. Well, looking for a go ahead.
Well, I'm going to give out the phone number, 323-642-1586, 323-642-1586, and push the number 1. We're at the sound table tonight. Come in with your vibrations, with your energies.
Your vocal cords and your eardrums, your spinal cord.
Yes, your body is the whole orchestra by itself.
Yeah, yeah. We got Kaya French in the building, too. Kaya's at the table.
She's at the table.
Hey, greetings. How y'all doing today? Happy New Year 2024.
Yes, greetings to you. Tell us about the number 8. Where do we, just for the high vibration people, well, everybody, just tell us what we're looking forward.
Well, my name is Kai French. I'm a divine numerologist. So pretty much what that is I simply study the science of the number, the tone, the frequency, vibration of the characteristics of the number that explains the personality of a person, place, or a thing. And so I was just hearing you guys are just talking about health. So that is, I want to say a big issue, but it kind of really is because an 8 is a mental energy, and the year that the 2024 is an 8, but the year that the United States is going through is a 1. So 8 and 1 are on the mental plane. So that's a double dose of a mental energy. So that's mentally and physically. And so you're thinking, what is your thinking? Manifest what your outcome will be. And sometimes you just pause, like I was doing earlier, take a deep breath, don't worry about the kids, they bad kids, or whatever your surroundings going on. You got to do for you right now. You got to look out for yourself right now, them old relationships, them prior past things that been going on in your life. You got to just take a break from everything. So the 8 energy for the health is that you can be medical misdiagnosed in an 8 year. And this is exactly what happened to one of my friends. So people don't always believe in this type of science or metaphysics world. And she was traveling the 8 year. And later on, and probably the month of May, she found out that she all along for the last 2 years had been medically misdiagnosed. And by the time they found out, it was too late. So check on your health specifically, or even if you're just going to get a physical, just go get it. Go follow up on them appointments and see what's going on with your body. If it's not what the doctor is saying and your body's not agreeing with it and you're not feeling that, go get another second opinion. Who said you got to believe the first person because the doctor don't mean that they know everything? So go get you another opinion about what's going on with your body and see if that one can give you a good outcome or if that relates to what's going on in your body. And you go with that person. So mentally, when it comes to the mental, you can mentally put yourself in prison. You can mentally put yourself in a higher position. You can mentally put yourself in all types of scenarios. You know, like the movie. I always say this movie Soul, right? Have anybody watched that movie Soul yet? Beverly or Eric?
No. I haven't seen it.
Okay. So, before 22 year was going on, the girl name and Soul movie, her name is 22. So this is right off the pandemic. Mm-hmm. It was fresh and everything. So the girl name was 22. And Joe Gardner was the name who Jamie Foxx played in the movie. And there was a time where they had switched bodies because Jamie Foxx was loving what he do. He got so excited that he got this gig to play with some people to play the piano, I think. So he got a gig, and he was so happy about it. He was just walking out, just, you know how happy you are about a good job you got or a good deal went through or so something good happened to your life. You're just on this high energy cloud. So he just walking through everything around, he's missing stuff. Cars almost got hit, and then he fell into the sinkhole, which put him down, way down, 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 down. Like he was falling down the sinkhole, and he was pretty much dying at that moment. So it went into another world where when he kind of woke up, he was on this bridge with people going to the next dimension, right? They was all lined up on the bridge going to the next world. So what really happened was, to make it kind of short, what it was that when he got into that world, he had to switch his body because he's in this, like, you know how people are dying and they're trying to come back, their body's trying to come back alive, but they in this in a coma or something or anything, they're trying to come back. So his body was in that kind of state of mindset. Now, during that mindset time, he had to come back and find this this person named, I think, Moon or Moon something. You know, people that be on the street that doing all crazy kind of stuff and movements and stuff like that, holding signs and stuff like that. Well, this person was able to get you back into the other world. But you had to, like I was doing earlier, you had to meditate yourself back to that situation that occurred. So he woke up too fast, and he thought he met a girl who can help him get there, number 22. So he meditated himself back into the hospital where he was at because he knocked down into a coma. Well, he got so excited that him and the girl, she was trying to save him from not jumping in so fast. Then when he jumped in, they accidentally switched bodies. So he was the cat and the girl was him. Now, in those realms, they was also showing you how people are so dark and dark energy is on you, right? Because you mentally put yourself in that kind of situation where you're not able to come back. Like somebody got to really come get you out and come find you to get you back from that mental state of mind. They got to keep reminding you of things that you've done and things that you did and things that made you happy and stuff like that. They got to keep putting things in your aura field so you can remember yourself so you snap out of that mental state of mind. So that's kind of like going on for some people, not for everybody. But if you mentally put yourself in that particular way, then that is what it's going to be. That's your mindset. So it's all about your mind. And what are you willing to do? What are you willing to, and how are you going to position yourself in 2024? Like, what's that thing you want to do? You want to write? You want to color? You want to blog? You want to build something? You want to connect people and stuff? It's really about just moving forward in 2024. Like, build on that. Build it. You don't know how it's going to happen. I always say you are the how. You got ears, you got nose, you got a mouth, you got a body till you go to the bathroom after you eat something. So your whole body is an oil machine. You just need to know what, when, and where, who, the next thing you need to do. And that's by making the move. So with the health thing, go to the gym, exercise, visit somebody of water, go get you an accountability partner or just a partner itself and start building together a partnership for other people so you can, you know, get yourself mentally fit, physically fit, in this particular year in the eight. This is for the health indicators. So, go ahead.
And there's also methods of you learning how to heal yourself. They have, like, body talk. They have tapping out there. I mean, it's that your body, you know your body better than anyone. And even if you go to the doctor, you can also, they can help diagnose you, but there are things that you can do to your body that your body will tell you exactly what's going on, where is it going on at, and you can learn how to heal yourself. So this is raising that frequencies again. You know, the tones and frequency, they heal mind, body, spirit, they heal. But you can heal yourself. You just got to raise that frequency.
Yeah, because certain style, certain tone can put you into those in those particular things. If we're doing Reiki, or they call it Reiki, you know, you can do certain things that pressure points in your body, your hands, or your feet. And for the eight energy, whatever it is, it can be hidden in the bones because now it progressed. It depends on what personal year you're in, you're traveling. This is just for the 2024 year. Depending on where it's already been diagnosed with like that, it can be hidden in the bone. That's why they do bone marrow or biopsy and things like that to see where it's at in your bone now, because it escalated to that part. Because you didn't go and see about it before it escalated to this far.
Correct. So what it sounds like that we are in a very powerful time, and any time is powerful, especially because you as the individual makes it power. So it's your frequency connecting with another frequency, and to me, you can make a melody with the different frequencies and tones and sounds. Beautiful, it's beautiful.
Just as you were saying, you said you can. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, when you were saying that you can tell your body, you can talk to your body. You sure can talk to your body. You can, you know, it's like you're talking to yourself. And there's actually a book called What to Say When I'm Talking to Myself, something like that. So you can actually tell your body that what you want to do. And most of the things you can do are by writing, because writing, see, what they're doing in the school systems is that they're taking away the cursive writing. Because think about that. You talk about harmony, right? Don't cursive connect every word together, and don't break it up like print do, right? It's constantly together. So when we are in, so it just keeps you constantly, when you write things out for yourself to do, like write your daily plan, your schedule and stuff like that, most things are done on the electronic level now. It's almost as if like they've taken away that ability from you, so your body, your brain can put that in a memory, like as you do on a computer. You typing it in, that's a memory in the computer. It's the same kind of memory when you are writing that out on a hard drive, as they used to do, and your body is remembering them codes that you're putting into your body. But that's another thing I still wanted to mention about the harmony thing.
Correct. So, Kaya, tell the people how they can get in contact with you.
You can get in contact with me. My contact number is 866-331-5088. And then my website is my name, Kaya French, KYAFRENCH.com. And then you can also see, you know, I'm a writer for the New York Amsterdam News. So I write their horoscope column numerically. So you can go to the New York Amsterdam News and look up the horoscope there, or you can go on my Instagram page where I post it on there too as well, at Know Your Numbers, which is KNOWYOURNUMB, the E is a 3RS. So it's Know Your Numbers, the E is a 3RS. That's my Instagram. That's my business name, Know Your Numbers.
Wait a minute. But say that again. No, do you say the number? I got to know your. Do you spell number all the way out? Say it again.
So NUMB. The E is a 3RS. So it's 3RS. Know Your Numbers. 3RS. Know Your Numbers. KNOWYOURNUMB. 3RS. The E is a 3.
Got you. Okay. All right. Okay, we have somebody else that want to join the table with us. Let's see. 917-405.
Yes, greetings, salutations. Greetings to you, Sister Kaya. I know you.
How you doing?
I'm thankful. I said, but wait, is that the Kaya that I know?
Wow.
And it certainly is. Yeah, because I was doing radio shows about 2 years ago, and I would have her and Lloyd Strayhorn and other guests on, and Akaya is a very beautiful sister. I'm so happy to be back in contact with you, Mama.
Yeah, so you got to get my contact. We're going to have to put contact numbers out.
Pardon me?
We got to switch information, contact information.
Right. But I wanted to also acknowledge Sister Beverly. Am I speaking with
you? Yes.
Beverly D. Thank you.
Yes.
And Ross E., who connected with me today. Well, he sent me a text message, and I finally got around to respond to him, and I'm so happy and pleased of this communication that, you know, we're on right now. And I have the bowls that I'm going to play to bring up the frequency.
Thank you.
And you just have to let me know when you're ready. And Miss Sister Beverly D., I'm going to be sending you my bio, and whatever's not in the bio, it can be, you know, you can ask me those questions for, I think, this Sunday. I don't know if last week
talked
to you about
correct.
That.
Yeah, you'll be on this Sunday, so tune in this Sunday at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Right, and I'm going to share it out to the family on Instagram and Facebook, but I'm more on Instagram more than I am on Facebook, because with Instagram it's like direct. You go direct to your folks. Yeah.
Okay.
But Brother Ross E. told me about the table, turn your table and lamps down low, because I've always been low key myself. You know what I mean? And I was listening to the conversation, and he was saying that, you know, you don't want to burn out. You know what I mean? You want to take it little by little and reserve your energy and frequency. You know, you don't want to burn out at all. But I'm happy to be here on your program. Thank you very much for embracing me, and thank you, Ross E., for embracing me as well. And you can let me know when you're ready for me to play the, I have the Tibetan bowls, and I also have the pure crystal bowl. It's called Lakshmi, and it's made with silver, gold, and other high frequency gemstones.
All right.
So let me know if
We're ready when you. We're ready.
Okay, so let me take my. Okay, I'm going to do this. Let me see. Can you hear this?
Yes, I can feel it too.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
Because I have my I have my headphones on. Okay, so. Can you hear the harmonics?
We hear it.
Okay, let me take my headphones out. Okay. How is the volume?
It's good.
Okay.
I can hear it. Numbers that they're saying.
But I know that there's two sides to the coin. And in reference to the number 8, so we won't be late, it to me, it is the, as it lays on its side, deals with the infinity symbol. So reflecting concepts such as divine power awakening eternal cycles and the interconnectedness of the spiritual and physical realms. Eternity, empowerment, and everlasting love can also symbolize limitless balance and harmony, the number 8. And we have to recognize that we are the portal because we are a interdimensional, multidimensional being that can move from one dimension of consciousness to another effortlessly. You can be in multiple dimensions at the same time. You don't need an external portal to get to the next phase or the new earth. You are everything that is within you. Think about the things that you want to bring in to this reality. Only what you want. Speak what you want to come into this reality. Because the God particle is within you. And like the sister was saying, we have the capability of healing ourselves, but we have never been taught that. But now the unveiling continues. So brothers and sisters, just think about what you would like to see and be as these tones gather your word sound and carry it on the sound frequency of what you want. Om Gam Gana Pataye Namaha. Om Gam Gana Pataye Namaha. Om Shanti Om. Om Namaha Lakshmi. And I would like to say that love is the answer, the only answer, the most powerful word sound in the multiverse. Not the Hollywood style love we're talking about. We're talking about, like when Bob Marley says, the rain don't fall on one man's housetop. You know? It's, you know, whew, every time I play the bowls, I just go somewhere else. So remember, word sound is power. You have the power of the tongue that could bring goodness or non-goodness. And remember that your thoughts create your reality. So if a thought comes to mind, you ask yourself, is that thought loving to me or not? If it's not, release it and let it flow so it can be transformed to the reality or the thought that you want to think. Get up and dance. Yes, I give thanks and praise. Thank you, Ross E., and thank you, Sister Beverly D., for allowing me to be in your frequency.
Mm.
One love.
Wow.
Thank you for bringing your frequency. Wow.
Yes.
That is so calming. Oh.
Yeah.
Can you kind of tell the people a little bit of your bio so they can know who you are and what you do before Sunday?
Yes, just a little sneak peek.
Okay.
I come from a medical background as a licensed respiratory therapist. And
okay.
From there, I moved into artists or band fill stadiums. So I got into the frequency of promotion and publicity in a world-renowned club, cabaret in New York City called Sounds of Brazil, where I had the opportunity to meet with many, many artists from hip-hop to primarily reggae, and I had the opportunity to manage and build with Midnight out of St. Croix. And after that chapter happened with Midnight, I went into a non-official position to help promote the Aki Becker music. After that, sir, I went into health and wellness, which I currently am doing right now. As a health and wellness advocate, I work with crystals, essential oils, tuning forks, sound baths, and spiritual guidance. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a fortune teller. I don't do that. I just listen to people of what they have to say, and then I just get out of my own way and get the messages.
That's how it
and,
works.
And I do events. Currently, we're in our sixth season of doing spiritual legacies at Nicholas Brooklyn. And we've had Professor Kaba. We've had Dr. Wesley Muhammad. We have had Ross Ben, Red Pill from Nodal Edge Radio. And currently, by the grace of the Almighty, we're having Professor James Small come in on January 20th. So
okay.
I co-produce those things and, you know, many things, you know.
Yes,
we're not
yes.
just one-dimensional, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're not
mm-hmm.
one-dimensional.
No.
And
no.
as I stated before, I met Kaya with Lloyd Strayhorn, and I used to do a Monday program on the Landscurve Network. And that lasted for a while, a year or so. And then, you know, the Most High and the intuition gives you the guidance where you need to go. And your gift will always make room for you. So I go where I am invited. Oh, and I'm also having, you know, I just finished my manuscript on my spoken word poetry book. And that one is going to be birthed very soon, as soon as the editing part happens. And then I have one on visions. And then the rest we'll talk about on Sunday.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Powerful frequencies.
And I'm just low-key about it. I'm very low-key, Miss Beverly, for real.
Okay.
I'm low-key.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And
okay.
I just give thanks, you know, preserving the energy and for the right moment, you know, being a child of the sun, you know, the sun doesn't always shine, but it's shining somewhere else. It's always out there. And some days we have our sunny days, and some days we have the cloudy days, but nonetheless, the sun is always shining.
True. And I want to put on a frequency of you as a part of this tune that I'm going to play here, because I want the listeners to hear. Okay, hold on. Let's see.
Thank you.
Okay.
The yield and the fecundation, oh yeah, Jah prays to be forgiven. Sing homage to the land. Sing homage to the land, Ethiopians. Sing homage to the land, Native Americans. Sing homage to the land. Cropping in the marshes and being noticed to demand in a subliminal, really they overstand the sustenance collection. Yeah, with blood just filled upon
Wow.
Domingo, we'll be flashing a lot of that. We'll be going in on it. It'll be daytime, but it'll be midnight too.
Oh, okay. And also, if you send me the link, I can promote it on Instagram and Facebook, and I'll send you a picture of myself, Ross E., if you guys need it.
Okay. All right, yes, yes. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Yeah, my gut is still vibrating from them tones.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And I didn't bring out all of them. I had this high frequency one, the one that's made with gold and silver and platinum.
Yeah.
And other gemstones as a combination. And, you know, the spirit said, you know, play that one tonight, Kafunya, along with the Tibetan bowl. So I really give thanks, you know, like I said, and excited to hear other people on the table too, what they're going to bring to the table.
Yeah.
Clearing their tables. Yeah. So I'll just, I can put myself on mute, you know, if you need me to. I will.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate you. Looking forward to Sunday.
I appreciate you, love you too.
Okay.
Yes.
And the call-in number here is 323-642-1586, push number 1. If you have anything that you want to say, comment, questions, anything like that, we're sitting at the table, and that's what it's here for. And so, go ahead, Eric. Do you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah. We're gonna talk about. We're gonna look at Bob Marley. Is Kai still there? Kai, you still there?
He's here.
Let's see, 161. I'm gonna look for this. This Bob Marley number is on his birthday. Okay, y'all, check. Let's look at him. Let's look at Bob for a minute here. Check out his zodiac. Cell salt. He's a brother. So look at that, y'all. In the year of the rabbit, just check out the natural mystic timing. In the year of the rabbit, and coming out of the rabbit, about to come out of the from the abyss. You have a brother that's an Aquarius, you know, coming and the day on February the 14th, 14, that's the letter where noon, the primordial waters land on. It's right there on 14. Jesus, 14 generations, right? That phi ratio. So it is just naturally lining up. And, you know, we always on that gold. They have to deal with it because it's malleable. It don't matter. You can't mess around with it. You can't, like, fake. You can't fake the funk with it. You know what I'm saying? It's itself all the time. I don't care if you collide it. You can get the fastest technology you want to slam it together. It's going to turn into little tiny dust. Your eye won't even be able to pick it up, but it's still there. It's floating around, causing a frequency wherever it go. So that's why gold stays around. That's why people are constantly talking about it. It's not that, you know, it's for the bling. It's not for the bling. It's for the vibration. So it's wrapped up in everything. It's in the alphabet. It's in everything, you know. So I give thanks for these opportunities, you know. The bling, like we blinging, but you can't see it, though. That's what I'm saying. Keep your lights down low. You know, you know what I'm saying? We still blinging. You can feel it. You don't have to see it. don't make fun of somebody. Don't make fun of somebody who was dominant over you for a long time, where they had you under subjection, or you know, you were treated some kind of way, and then you see them now. It's the tables are turning. Don't clown. Just keep your fire burning low. Don't clown in that situation. Don't look at it like that. It's not that type of energy anymore. We moving on. You know, you can't put your feet, because that's what Pisces, that's that feet. And not only that, February 14th, what about that FE on February? Well, why are we complaining so much? 28-day cycle right there. You know, that's our stuff, right? The Pharaoh, that's what F.E. is. That's the Pharaoh month, you know? So that's why we honor ours during that month. It's the shortest, too, because everything is short and sweet. We don't need no long. We don't need nothing long and drawn. It's short to the point, you know, how we are with each other. You don't get cussed out, and then you just keep it moving. And so, hey, I eat greens with no pepper, no extra sauce, no onions. I just eat greens off the dirt to the pot and drink the juice, and then, you know, yam up the greens raw. Yeah.
And there's a Valentine's Day in February. That's that love, that heart energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the gold symbol is right there, too, again.
Mm-hmm.
I love these vibrations, you know. It's natural, too. It don't take nothing. Hey, Barry, I told you, I said, man, Barry, look how this stuff is lined up. Woo, 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 woo. Hey, I called this one person. Well, first it came through dolphins. We always talking about dolphins, you know?
Right.
That type of communication and having that type of awareness, you know, like a bee. When a bee come out, it's looking for geometry. It's looking for geometry patterns only. You know, it don't care what's in front of it. You know, you could be the meanest person, you know, you got to, you know what I mean? You could just all be all swolled up in the face and, you know, got your sleeve rolled up so everybody can see your muscles, got a gun on your side. Man, that bee is coming straight towards your path. You know what I mean? And if it need to go on the other side of you, it might come through you or it might go around you, but you can hear the buzzing. It'll be so close to you, you can hear the buzzing in your ear. It'll be that close. It's not scared. It's going to its geometry destination. And man, how come we not on that? How come we not consistently on a geometric destination where, man, you always in the right place at the right time? I yield.
That's when you know you connected. That's what I call universal time. Okay, we're going to put some more frequencies on with Bob Marley here.
Tell me go, oh, I can't move when you tell me move, no, I can't go when you tell me go, gotta follow my own road. I can't move when you tell me move, no, I can't go when you tell me go. follow my own rules. Turn out the lights, yeah, yeah. Turn out the lights. Simmer it down tonight. Simmer it down, yeah. I caught a vibe. With a truck. I already be beaming up light. From the root to the crown, 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 crown. I keep 10 toes on the ground. Interstellar with my sound. Might be the talk of your town, town, town. Yeah, sky falling, life calling, calling. You answer? Yeah, pick up the line, darling. In the right, right moment, take your chances. I can't move when you tell me move. No, I can't go when you tell me go. Gotta follow my own rules. I can't move when you tell me move. No, I can't go when you tell me go. Gotta follow my own rules. No, I can never sell my soul. Truth be told, yeah. We built from a whole different mold. So dripping that gold, yeah, yeah. They calling me a god on sight. Spreading that light, yeah. But I be with the demons in the dark. Writing spells in the night, night, night. Eat the mushroom with the shaman sit. My spirit aligned within. You on that trauma and drama shit. No time for this. I'ma run it up, get to them comments quick. And I won't give my pick to your feet, cause I don't trust no priest and no Protestant. Won't catch me on my hands and knees just to pray to a Lord that don't rock with us. The time is up on illusions. I'm ready to bomb it up. To the old paradigm, hope you burn in that fire, yeah. And with the children of the sun, we gon' sing to the choir, yeah. I can't move when you tell me move, no. I can't go when you tell me go, gotta follow my own rules. I can't move when you tell me move, no. I can't go when you tell me go, gotta follow my own rules. I can't move when you tell me move, no. I can't go when you tell me go. Gotta follow my own rules. I can't move when you tell me move. No. I can't go when you tell me go. Gotta follow my own and supercharged, yeah. Copping colloidals, monoatomic gold, dripping in minerals, yeah. All this stardust got me on glow. Melanin supercharged, yeah. Copping colloidals, monoatomic gold, dripping in minerals, yeah. All this stardust got me on glow.
Oxygen filled my mind, yeah. Carbon bombs unlock levels in my spine, yeah. Nasty rust like antenna for a crown, yeah. Reach for the clouds, light beaming down. Crystalline queen on the scene with my copper and my jewels. Gold water for the fuel, loving every molecule. Aquamarine shining, the ocean in me thriving. Take a sip, take a dip. 92 minerals, I got all of them. Hope you don't get blinded by the light in my skin. Glowing from deposits of this bright melanin. I got a quartz where my heart is. Clear love, yeah. I got a quartz where my heart is. Clear love, yeah.
Melanin supercharged, yeah. Copping colloidals. Monoatomic gold, dripping in minerals, yeah. All this stardust got me on gold. Melanin supercharged, yeah. Copping colloidals, monoatomic gold, dripping in minerals, yeah. All this stardust got me on gold. Indigo hues, 7-pointed crown, and my amethyst now, yeah. If you listen close, you can hear the sound of the gemstone wow, yeah. Spirals all around, yeah. Electric dreams underground, mining for the gold, yeah. So tap into your soul, yeah. Sitting in a quiet room, but your thoughts so loud, yeah. So many cycles completed, energy depleted, enemies defeated. That ultralight still beaming, roses rising out of the semen, yeah, yeah. So many cycles completed, energy depleted, enemies defeated. That ultralight still beaming, roses rising out of the semen, yeah.
As we interface with the elements, we can elevate in this resonance. We rise with grace and elegance. Our magic is evident, yeah, yeah. Shun guide, protect us. Love from the most high. Gems deep in the ground. Elevate my vibe now. Shun guide, protect us. Love from the most high. Gems deep in the ground. Elevate my vibe now.
Melanin supercharged, yeah. Copping colloidals. Monoatomic. Dripping in minerals, yeah. All this stardust. Melanin supercharged, yeah. Copping colloidals, monoatomic, dripping in minerals, yeah. All this stardust got me on glow.
That is stardust, yes. Intuition.
Vibrations. Yo,
now,
I know it's lucky. Kaya got two children and she's super busy. I don't know if she's fading on us. You still there, Kaya?
Okay.
I'm still here.
Oh, man. That right on, right on. Yeah. Go ahead, go. Y'all go ahead.
Now, Kaya, tell us, is this the year of the dragon? What year is this? You know how each year is. We just came out of what?
And we still in the rabbit year until. So
we're still
in Chinese, I don't know too much about. Yeah, so in Chinese, I don't know too much about it, but I'm just going to say what I know about it. So I know that we are still in the year of the fire rabbit right now. And that's that's until February the 10th. So on February the 10th is when this new year for the Chinese year will kick in, and we will be enter the wood dragon. Isn't that interesting? The wood, earth, dragon, right? Wood dragon. So that's what for the Chinese year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Serpent. That serpent energy, you know? And
fire.
And that goes back to your five ratio, which is described in the beauty of when we touch each other with these type of healing tones, you know, chimes and bells and bongs and, you know, the vibration of just being quiet, you know, and being still. And that's a vibration too, a really sensitive one. And you know, we can feel that, you know, we wear it like diamonds, but It's tucked underneath your clothes, you know. It ain't blinging, you know what I mean? Or by he who knows it feels it. So, yeah, it's not a bling type of thing, you know. Just hang your lamp down low. And by the way, lamp, the word lamp. If you want to add an S to it, it's Psalms in the Bible. Psalms is a book of lamps, and your lamp is L is 3. A is 1 and M is 4, 314 with the ending, P is 7 and S is 1. The perfect, you know, there you go, the perfect 8. So, yeah, things are lining up as usual, and I like it when it's natural like that because you can just chill, breathe easy. Magic is just at our fingertips, literally.
Everything.
Now, Kaya, someone in the chat room says that their birthday is February the 6th.
Same as Bob Marley, huh? Well, That's funny because I've been getting a lot of February 6 people as for a reading. So what do you want to know?
Oh, they just said that it's February the 6th. So I guess, you know, what do you pick up for them with this new year?
Well, for them, the year that they're traveling in will be a 7 year. So we just left a 7 year. So you had all last year to pretty much catch up to this year. So you got a preview of what your year will be like, but in your own world, which means that you got to learn to have some faith. You got to learn to have some faith. The year before that was your sixth year because you were a sick person. So that was your energy. So you got all the feelings. You got all the went to class, got all the programs and the community events and family matters and family obligations and taking time off for yourself, whether it's changing your appearance up, rearranging a home or the house, relocating. So now that you probably get a little bit more situated. And this year come up with the 7 year, so this means that what is your focus on? Your studies? It's time to go into hibernate yourself, solitude, go travel where there's the land, the sea, the rivers, the skies, birds chirping. So be more attuned with nature, be more attuned with yourself. It's kind of like you're going down a rabbit hole, the beaver's burrows in your own world right now. So what is that you want to fine-tune with yourself? And this is going to be that kind of year where you want a whole page of self-discovery. So you don't want to be out too much in the world. Probably want to be more inside getting things done, whether you got a project to do, a plan to do, or something that you're planning, you're working on, or you just want to work on yourself, go into your own shadows of your own world so you can go do your own healing work in the seven year. You know that any kind of legal affairs will come up, whether it's old or new, contracts, but also partnerships as well, whether it be later on throughout the year. So do you want to be in a relationship? If you are not in one, if you haven't got one-to-one last year, if you're married, it can be like a rekindle of things or more on a spiritual level. Like I'm trying to go on a spiritual journey with this particular year with your soulmate, see how far you're willing to take that route or just you personally take that route on your own. So it's pretty much having faith is the key word. Have faith and you got to believe because once you believe in what you do, everything else will follow suit. Like, we plan spades. Gotta follow the suit, right? You can't be reneging on yourself. You gotta just go ahead and get in. So you know that people born on the 7th, the 16th, the 25th of the month. And it's funny that you asking me because I am a 7 person, so I'm the 7 energy. So anyone born on the 7th, the 16th, 25th of the month, Cancer, probably be robbing your affairs as well. And anyone born on the 2nd, the 11th, the 20th, and 29th of the month will also be around your domestic affairs. They're here to help you, guide you, uplift you, and counsel you, whether it's a relationship, sister, aunt, friend, cousin, partnership. That's what they're here for. They're here to give you more information that you need.
All right. Thank you for that. I have a caller here, 773-779.
Hotep family, how y'all doing this evening?
Hotep, great. Thanks for calling.
Look, I was just chiming in on the Bob Marley vibe. I don't know if the family knew, but they're coming out with a new movie on him. February the 14th, Bob Marley, One Love.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let the family know, since we got that Bob Marley vibe tonight, that they're going to be putting a new movie out on them. I don't know if the family was aware of that, but I just wanted to chime in on that. And it's coming out February the 14th.
Okay, now, where is it? Is it in the movies or on Netflix?
It's going to be in the theaters.
Do you know where it's in the theaters?
No, it's going to be nationwide. It's going to be in the theaters.
Okay, all right.
But it's like a bio of Bob Marley. But it's a movie, February the 14th.
All right. Okay.
Bob Marley, One Love.
One Love. Thank you for that information. Thank you.
Okay. Hotel.
One Love. Hotel.
Yeah, and y'all know that years ago in a High Times magazine, they put the truth of Bob Marley's death in a High Times magazine. Where he got approached by a gentleman turned out he was, you know, he worked for an agency, and he stuck a cancer, a little bitty stem inside the boot shoe that he gave to Bob Marley, and Bob Marley put it on his foot. And then he was playing soccer one day, and that's when he knew his foot was, he had some loss, you know, in the inertia in his body. He was losing weight, losing his wind and stuff, and it came from that stick in that boot. And this man, just not too long ago, he passed away, and he admitted it on the deathbed that he did that.
Wow.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. But yeah.
I mean,
go ahead, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, look what happened to the other greats like Malcolm X and, you know, Martin Luther King. That's what they do.
Yeah. But it's not either way. What I'm trying to say is that the mystic of it all is that the night that the assassination took place, where they try to kill him, they came to a place to kill him. He's going to do a concert, and that concert was so powerful, you know, they didn't want him to do it. And that was, he was bringing the two factions together, just like Democrat Republic over here. He was going to bring them two together, and he was like Christ in the middle. You know, he was like a Christ in the middle, you know what I'm saying, bringing two factions together that had never been done before. It was unheard of, and he was doing it through music. So that night of the concert, it was a clear day. Anybody can go look at the film of the One Love concert, clear day, clear skies. And then Bob Marley starts, you know what I'm saying? He starts what we call skank. You know, he starts, flashing the lion's mane, you know, and flashing the antennas, you know, and reaching out to the cosmos. And then he jumped up in the air. He said, "Ja!" And then lightning, boom, like lightning almost hit the stage. You know, anybody can go look at him, it's mystical. And so, it wasn't just him, though. It's the I-3, which I got the interview with 44. We got the interview Marcia Griffith from, that was the three little birds that Bob was singing about. It was them, his backup singers, the I-3s, you know. And, so she told us a lot of mystical things about it. It's not just a makeup or a movie. It's real people walking around like that all the time. You know, we have the same energy vibe. You know, it's just like peeling back a yam. You peel the skin off, and then there's a beautiful orange, you know, sacral, energetic being behind that, you know, that's very nourishing to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that the lady's part is the same birthday as Bob Marley, and then the brother just came about his movie. And I was just actually looking up the Bob Marley One Love, and in fact, that's going to be aired on February 14, 2024, which is Valentine's Day. But peek this out, is that this, if you look at the year that Bob Marley died on his own personal side, that he died in the year of the eight. We are in the year of the eight right now, right? So also died in the four personal month, which means that all the time, indicate secret enemies. So secret enemies, so something that was like, he was building the foundation. This was the 4 month he was in. He building the foundation, come out with some information. It's pretty much information. And before, it had this kind of odd, unusual. So even the place that he was at probably was at an odd, unusual kind of place. Could have been a little bit dark, a little bit in the corner, tucked somewhere. Could have been brown or orange, or had some brown or orange or black on it, yellow or gold as well too on it. And then the fact that he died in the sixth day, he's a sixth person. So it means that whatever was going on in his personal immediate environment, whoever killed him knew him very well. So it could have been a family member, could have been somebody that was very close to him, could have been a lover, could have been just somebody that he pretty much talked to a lot. And these could be people who were kind of secretly plotting on him. Now, it could have been, I don't know how he died. I don't look up people all the time to see how they died, because I don't want to know too much. But it could have been, if he got shot, it could have been just a shot to his chest, or it could have been he had a cardiac arrest or anything with the heart, the respiratory system, the ears, nose, and throat energy. How it happened, they shot him kind of odd. So it probably happened very suddenly when he died. Maybe didn't get a chance, or was shot from behind because it was secretly done.
Yeah, no, Kai, he was. Excuse me, I'm I mean, touch of weird, but he would have an attempted assassination before the concert, and he showed up at the concert anyway. Right. You see what I'm saying? Like they tried to, and then he opened up his shirt and showed where it went through his arm and hit him in the chest, you know, or it went through his chest and hit him in the arm, vice versa, one of them too. But he opened, during the concert, he opened it up and like pointed at it, like, and then he just took off into the dance. You could go look at the concert and see that, you know, it's just like any, you know, we've seen it. If you go to a Pentecostal church, you see it. You'll see things that you can't. When you come out of there, you won't dare tell a person that wasn't there. They wouldn't believe it. So, yeah, it's just, hey, that's just the way it is, you know. That's us too, though, you know. Is Mama Kapunya still around?
Yeah, her line is still open.
Yeah, she said she was going to step away for a sec. I wanted to talk about her crystal tree, trees out of crystals. I wanted to pick up her crystal work, and speaking of crystals, you know, this green magnesium fire crystal, they call it strange fire. Strange, they call it with jade. Jade is made from strange fire, pyroxene. Y'all don't forget that name right there, pyroxene. Yeah, that pie again, pyroxene. And that pyroxene is high magnesium. And this is a diamond indicator. When they're looking for diamonds, they're looking for diopside. If they find diopside, they know that they near a carbonate area where, you know, the ground is soft, the minerals are soft, like fluorite is only a 4 in the hardness. You know, you have garnet. They find garnets around, you know, this type of environment. And, that's the diamond indicator, is that pyroxene, a jade. They come from outer space, though, is the key. What I'm telling y'all, come from outer space. They come on meteorites.
Oh, yeah. Is that what that one is? I got one of those. Okay. That's what it's called.
It's peridot, too. You know, you ever heard of peridot?
Yeah.
That's the same. That's olivine. That's green olivine. Now you find green olivine. We had Peter Shampoo. Big up Peter Shampoo. We had Peter Shampoo on. He told us about what is that? Wormwoodite. Oh man, it's the rock that's the deepest down to the core of the earth, and it's oceans. It's cold water oceans and hot water oceans, and down in the deep where this rock is. I think I'm saying it. Ringwoodite. It's olivine, it's green olivine. Then you look at the historic event that took place with the Hawaii explosion a couple of years ago in Hawaii. A volcano erupted and it spit peridot stones all over the beach. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, this pyroxene is real. They call it strange fire, you know, because magnesium burn real hot. You know, magnesium burn extremely hot, so it really is a strange fire, and it goes with vitamin D and magnesium. So that lets you know that the sun has an intensity of the vibration of green, because you see its shadow on everything. The chlorophyll, that's what it do, is liquid sunshine. You know what I mean? So the green, the solar plex, and the heart chakra, they go together.
Okay.
I
have some jewelry, and it's probably that, because it's green crystals. It shines like diamond. You know, when you have it on, it cuts up like you wearing diamonds, but it's green.
Yeah,
so
that's
probably what you're talking about.
Yeah. Pyroxene is also in garnet. You know, we in Capricorn right now, January. Yeah, garnet. That's that garnet stone. That's pyroxene also. Yeah,
okay.
Pyroxene. But it have a wide range of aspects. It's in a lot of things, but especially that it comes with DNA and RNA from outer space.
Yeah,
it comes in Earth, right? Asteroids. If you have one, Beverly, you put a picture up. It's on your display up there on the show.
Are you speaking of Moldavite?
Oh, Moldavite is one of them. That's
Moldavite,
one of the green ones.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
I think I have.
That's
Moldavite.
A very high frequency crystal.
Yeah, there
very,
you go.
Very, that comes from outer space.
Yes. The pyroxenes come from outer space. That's what I was getting at. And then you dealing with now check this out. The Omeg heads, all right. The Omeg heads are basalt, all right. And basalt is massic, meaning it has hardly any quartz, hardly no quartz. But what is high is magnesium, pyroxene, olivine. So y'all tell me about them heads. Them heads might have traveled here, many days back and had a. They very intelligent. I mean, that's where all our intelligence comes from, is rocks. Even the Bible say, hey, this church is built on this rock. Pita, right? What don't Peter mean rock? So, yeah, Pata, Atum, Pata, all that. When you take it back ancient, the story is right there. The primordial mound, the primordial waters, Atum. Oh, man, so beautiful. So, Mount Kapuya, please elaborate on some of that labradorite and your beautiful talk about your crystal trees. Big up your crystal trees and your beautiful artwork over there, please.
Are you speaking to me or no?
Yes.
What was the question?
Could you speak on your crystal trees?
Oh, yes. Hold on one second.
And someone in the chat room say that they wear their Moldavite around their neck.
Oh, man.
when you first get Moldavite, what I would advise people when they are attracted to it, make sure that they have a rose quartz with it to temper the energy of it, because it's very,
okay,
very high when you
okay.
use the Moldavite. Moldavite is very, very, it's a very high frequency stone, and it's the stone of spirituality. It opens up the heart chakra immediately. Some people are not ready to have their heart chakra open. So, they have to be careful with it. They have to temper it, use it like one day at a time, for a couple of hours or maybe 30 minutes just to feel it, feel the frequency of it. And then,
okay,
their body will adjust to the vibration of the Moldavite. Now, the crystal trees, I just love them. Hold on, I'm going down the stairs.
Okay. Now, how can you tell the real one? Because there's a lot of fake Moldavite out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I don't want to say, but
they got some that look like it. And how can you tell the difference? Because they kind of look alike.
Well, how people... some people use like fake, like green glass, and then they put acid on it. But if you have Moldavite, you're going to feel the frequency. That's how you can tell. It's very,
okay,
very subtle, And you talk to somebody such as Ross Ben or myself or other people. I'm going to send a picture over real quick to Russ L. to show you that I don't have that one with me right now. It's back upstairs. But there is anatomical, my Moldavite, my first piece of Moldavite is an anatomical shape of the heart. Go figure that. Yeah, so I'm going to send him a quick picture, so he can see what it is, and then I'll go to the trees. Now, the crystal trees are amazing. I mean, whew, I love the crystal trees, and people love them, too, and they come in all different aspects of crystals. You have the green aventurine. You have the peridot. You have the, like in my stock, I have the peridot. I have the rose quartz by itself, and I also have the combination of amethyst and rose quartz mixed together. And I have like honey calcite tree, which is really, really a beautiful tree. And some of them
what
I could just bottle
that?
Off like that.
That
which
honey,
one?
That honey. The honey calcite, what color is that?
That's what, it's honey, the color of honey.
that gold.
Yeah. So I'm sending you a picture of the moldavite. Hold on, let me see.
Because I know they charge you. Moldavite is not cheap. It's expensive, and they give you a little piece, you know, depends on. Yeah.
That's why you got to know, you know, what's up with that. You just can't say, oh, this is moldavite. So I'm going to send the front and back of it.
Okay.
And, you know, in some crystals, you're just drawn to it, to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send that picture to Eric. Huh?
Okay. I heard that they pick you. You know, when you go.
Oh, yes, of course.
When they pick you, you don't pick them.
Right. And that's what I, when people come to my crystal table, the picture that I'm sending you is with a Herkimer diamond, too. It's a combination of a Herkimer diamond wrapped in. Okay, so let me send this to Eric so he could see, and maybe he might want to put
send it
up.
To me. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so hold on. So the crystal trees, man, they are, like, amazing. You know, when people... and they're becoming very, very popular. Before they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But
I
now,
know.
In some places they charge like so much. But I don't like the whole crystals hostage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I want people to be able to have them. Yeah. And so when you put the moldavite up underneath the light, you'll see the beauty of the moldavite. So I'm sending this. I don't know if you got it, Eric. Rock,
yeah.
Eric.
Yeah, I'm going to forward it to Beverly right now.
Okay.
So the top part is like the Herkimer diamond, and the bottom is the moldavite. So you just got to know. It's an amazing... Let me see if I can take this picture like this.
Sunday we'll have the pictures on so everyone can see it.
Right. I'm just going to see if I can snap this. to get a better picture of it because you really can't see the beauty of it. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your wrapping work. You did that wrapping work too?
No, I wrap crystals and, hold on a minute. I wrap crystals, but I got somebody to do the combination for me. I wanted to have a combination, so I got the person to, here we go. Let me see. So you can see the beauty of it. Let me just get the right angle. Okay, let me do it again.
Tell me your way, Kai.
And you notice it's in a triangular formation. So that's what I do. When I look at crystals, I'm able to see different shapes and faces and stuff in them. you know, like I'm going to send you a picture of this one. This is a Moldavite, and it looks like someone from outer space in it.
Yeah. Hey, Beverly, remember that time I was messing around with these crystals I had just got, and I took a picture. Man, when I zoomed in on that picture, remember I sent you the picture? It looked like a little alligator. Yeah, it looked like a little creature standing up with a big old belly smiling. I said, man, what?
Yeah, and some people come reincarnate into a crystal.
Yeah, I learned that. I've seen that with my mom. Yeah, wow. See?
And I've seen a lot of different things. Let me send this to you. This is a malachite, and I know the people who mine the malachite too.
Okay.
That's a pyroxene also. Malachite copper. Yeah. That's a copper. So. Yeah.
Yeah. And that works with the pineal gland too.
Ooh.
So we're vibrating, and so the stones, the crystals, they definitely help us vibrate.
Yeah, because
they are the frequency.
The reason why is because they have an aura just like you do. So when they interface with your aura, you know, you feel the frequency them. You know, because they have an aura just like you have an aura, just like a human type of vibration. Let me see. Did you see that malachite?
Man, that motorbike, man. That man, just looking at it, you just gazing at it, boy. It moves you around just looking at it.
Yeah,
and like it got a feel, you know. It's like you can't just walk up on it. You know what I mean? You gotta like respect it and back up and be like, whoa, like you know, kind of is it cool if to come closer? Man.
Yeah. So
Go ahead, Mama. That's why they call that pyroxene strange. You know, PYR is fire in the middle, like the pyramid, fire in the middle. So that strange magnesium fire is mystical because it comes from outer space, and it's in deep in the core of the Earth's oceans. That's where they find it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And another one is Numite.
Ooh.
Numite is an ancient stone as well. And it's only found in either Iceland or Greenland. So, and it has gold flecks in it. Let me see if I could send that. Yeah, I love them. They're my friends. They've helped me come through a lot of different scenarios in my life.
Check this little
and
green one out.
Yeah. Sometimes they disappear on you, you know, and you might not find them for 6 months.
That's what happened to my anatomical Moldavite that I had. I couldn't find it for nothing, and I was getting ready to buy another one when this cat that I had, I was sitting on the throne, and this cat, the cat that I had, her name was Sunshine. She was playing around with this something. And I said, what are you, and it turned up, and it must have been around 6 months that I didn't find that stone.
Yeah, and that's what mine is. I can't find mine. It's here somewhere, but
you'll find
it'll show
it.
Up. Mm-hmm.
You'll find it.
And also, we want to get into when you come on Sunday, how you program the stones and how you cleanse the stones and things like that.
Of course. So Numite, the black stone that I just said,
Numite.
its ability to increase creativity and intuition while also providing protection from negative energy.
Oh.
So it connects with spiritual consciousness of the planet. And they're not easily found. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so Numite works towards bringing the spiritual and physical realms together, providing a channel for higher knowledge and transformative energy to grow and prosper. And this stone also, and Ross Ben is the one that told me about it, this stone helps unlock one's third eye and activate your own unique psychic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yep.
Yes,
and, I love Numite. It's really, really beautiful. It's a beautiful stone, and they just gravitate to you. You know what I mean? They just gravitate, and I have them in all over my home, you know, because they bring good energy. And if you're a farmer, there's a stone, it's called green agate, but moss agate is very, very good for farmers. Yep.
Well, yeah, all right, yeah. Oh, yeah, moss. I like all the agates, but yeah, that moss agate is, that's fire right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have people that last for thousands of dollars. You know, Michigan has the superior agate is the most precious agate. Lake Superior agate. Yeah, you could just walk out there and get it. It's out there by the truckload. People have been harvesting it for years.
Lake Superior. Okay.
Yeah, Lake Superior agates have the most beautiful agates in the world.
Mm. Right. And also, for people who want to know more about Numite, it's about 3 billion years young, and it originates exclusively from Greenland.
Mm.
Okay.
Greenland. Yep. And it's purported to be one of the oldest minerals in existence. Yep. And the thing of it is when I got into crystals are in us already, but when I recognized the frequency of the crystals, they would just, like the sister was saying, Sister Beverly was saying, that they gravitate to you know what I mean? And, and even in the Bible, when I was figuring out if I'm going to deal with the subtile energies of the crystals, I looked into the sacred texts and the ancient history of those that have been used for centuries, for thousands of years, you know. And when I saw it in the sacred texts, such as the Bible, the Quran, and the Torah, they mentioned them. And I said, oh, yeah, well, I'm good. Because they use them, like, for medicinal purposes and everything like that. So I'm very thankful, you know, for learning.
And, and a lot of times I see people, they will put the different stones on the different chakras, the same colors, the chakras.
That's right.
For healing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what they do.
And then plus you take the pendulum, and that pendulum will get those wheels turning, especially with them stones on there. You start opening up them chakras. That's a good way to open the chakras up.
Oh, yeah, that, like, in my practice, that's what I use. I have a copper pendulum that I use, too, when I'm doing I'm not doing the healing. I'm utilizing the stones the crystals that do the healing, because the body has the capacity to heal itself. I don't do those things. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's correct.
So I just wanted to share a little bit of that.
Okay. So we're going to really get into it this Sunday. So family, make sure you tune in, because, you know, all of this illness and sickness and all this stuff that they spraying and putting out there, we have the ability here to override.
We have the tools.
That.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes. So use them. That's why I say we can balance things
out. That's why they're here. That's why they are here.
Yes.
So we're not
yes.
helpless. You know, we just,
yes.
you know, the Most High, that energy of it, is we're marvelously made. There's no missteps in any of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm glad more and more indigenous people and everyday people are getting into, you know, well, crystals are already in them already, but they're just like, they're being activated. So,
yes,
you know.
That's what they're doing. They're definitely
they're
being activated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
well,
that's the waking
you.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
And thank
yep.
you. And looking forward to Sunday. Looking very much forward. And thank you, Kyra. As always, we always
Kyra,
have a pleasure for you.
Ross E. has my phone number, so you can reach
mm-hmm.
out to him. And I give him, you know, authority to share my number. It's actually, Kaya, it's the same number. It's the 347 number.
Okay.
Kaya?
I get it from Erica. No, my contact was all lost, so I will get it from him.
Oh, okay. It's nice hearing from you. And how is your family?
Family's doing well. Beautiful hearing from you, too. And thank you, Beverly and Brother Eric, for having me on today. I just want to be a part of the show.
Oh, hey, thank
you.
Yes, always. Yes, it was wonderful. Yeah. All right, then. So
well,
I'm
thank
going
us.
To sign off.
Okay.
Yeah, because I got to take another call. And thank you so much.
Okay. Thank
yes.
you.
All right, then.
Better
love.
Love.
Yes, thank
yes.
you.
But
Doc,
mm-hmm.
thank you, Ross E., and thank you, Sister Beverly D. Thank you.
You too. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Eric, thank you
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
And we'll be back Sunday to
yeah.
continue this frequency and better love. And we'll be back tomorrow with Dr. Robert X, and we're just going to keep this frequency going here. We're going to ride these waves. So
all
better
right.
love.
Better love.
Look up to the stars to let you know who you are. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am the soul inside, yeah, yeah, yeah. Connected to all divine, yeah. Wonderful essence, beautiful blessing, yeah. Yeah, we on a mission, yeah. Got that tunnel vision. Wonderful essence, beautiful blessing, yeah. Yeah, we on a mission. Our space open, we ascend our last smell. Back, you need to know this. Yeah, when I see them trees, those of oxygen, they let it flow to me. When I smell the roses, I know you got my back. You need to know this. When I see them trees, those of oxygen. Space open, we ascend down. I smell the roses. I know that you got my back. You need to know this. And when I
divine wisdom we hold them keys. Yeah.